Hello, my name is Edgar King and I'm the lead pastor of Trinity Vineyard Church Nakuru. I am so grateful that you are tuning into our podcast today. Head over to our Facebook page and see some of the information that you may need if you're in Nakuru and you'd like to join us. Nonetheless, we will still be online for those who are unable to join us in person. Thank you very much. I hope this installation of talks today will be a blessing to you. Lord, in awe of the one who gave it all, in awe of the one who gave it all, Lord, help us give you our everything. In awe of the one who gave it all, help us stand. Stand for you. Stand in you. Stand with you. Holy Spirit, I just ask that you keep making us aware of your very presence in our rooms, in our living rooms with our families as we watch this stream. Thank you for your resurrection life. Thank you because you're alive and you're here with us. You're here with us. So Lord, make us aware of your very presence. Amen. Hey, my name is Edgar King. I'm the lead pastor of Trinity Vineyard, and thank you for choosing to join our stream and fellowship with us from home. And we look forward to when we will invite you back in. Yet in the meantime, I encourage you to, together with the close friends that you are in a bubble with, together with your family, to always gather around a table and fellowship together and join us every weekend. Well, so part of our discipleship, part of our learning to follow Jesus includes being in Scripture, being in God's Word. And so at Trinity, we've been trying to do that together. As opposed to always having talks, there's some Sundays we just break that down and read Scripture together, because we want all of us to be trained in being in Scripture. It is so important. There is power in God's Word. God's Word transforms us. I'm sorry, guys. You may. So sorry. Wait, did I get the timing wrong? No? Okay. Sorry. Maybe I'm the one. Okay. Well, where was I? So one of the ways we do that is use a simple tool that we introduced a few months ago, and we keep doing it together. It's called Lectio Divina. It simply means divine reading of Scripture. It's a simple tool that will help you during your personal meditation in the Word of God, or during a group meditation in the Word of God. So that's exactly what we'll be doing today. And so I want to invite Enid, who's going to lead us in today's reading of Scripture.
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, so my name is Enid, and I'll be leading us through today's session. Here are some of the steps that we'll be going through as I lead us through the whole session. So I'll read the scripture five times, as I pause after each reading. And I'll read for the first time, and the first time I'd just like to invite us to be still, to still our bodies, you know, still our hearts and our minds, just calm them, and just listen as I read the verse over us. I'll read the second time and pause. And this time, I'll just invite us to, you know, pay attention to the pictures coming to our hearts, words or phrases that will be coming to our minds. You know, that thing that God might be communicating to us. And you can even write it down. You can even journal it down. And then I'll read scripture for the third time. And this time, I'll just ask us to prayerfully ask God what he's trying to communicate through those pictures, those words or phrases that keep coming to our minds and to our hearts. And then I'll read for the fourth time and pause. And this time, prayerfully together with the Holy Spirit, just ask God what response he's calling us to, how he'd want us to respond to those messages, those pictures that he's showing us. And then I'll read for the fifth time and pause. And this time, we'll just pray that the Holy Spirit settles God's word in us. Yeah. So I'll be reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So as I read, let's just be still and just listen to the word of God. This message we preach is Christ, who has been raised from the dead. So how could any of you possibly say there is no resurrection of the dead? For if there's no such thing as a resurrection from the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, all of our preaching has been for nothing, and your faith is useless. But the truth is, Christ is risen from the dead as the first fruit of a great resurrection harvest of those who have died. But since death came through a man, Adam, it is fitting that the resurrection of the dead has also come through a man, Christ. Now, I tell you this, brothers and sisters, flesh and blood are not able to inherit God's kingdom realm, and neither will that which is decaying be able to inherit what is incorruptible. And when that which is mortal puts on immortality, and what now decays is exchanged for what will never decay, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up by a triumphant victory. So death, tell me, where is your victory? Tell me, death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives us, that gives death its sting, and the law that gives sin its power. But we thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. So now, beloved ones, stand firm and secure. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures. So this time I just invite us to just be still and just let that word settle in you. So I'll read for the second time. And this time, just pay attention to the pictures or the phrase or that word that keeps coming to your heart or to your mind. And you can write it down. You can even share it with us in our live stream. The message we preach is Christ, who has been raised from the dead. So how could any of you possibly say there is no resurrection of the dead? There is no such thing as a resurrection from the dead, and not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, all of our preaching has been for nothing, and your faith is useless. But the truth is, Christ is risen from the dead. As the first fruit of a great resurrection harvest of those who have died. But since death came through a man, Adam, it is fitting that the resurrection of the dead has also come through a man, Christ. Now, I tell you this, my brothers and sisters, flesh and blood are not able to inherit God's kingdom realm, and neither that will that which is decaying be able to inherit what is incorruptible. And when that which is mortal puts on immortality, and what now decays is exchanged for what will never decay, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up by a triumphant victory. So death, tell me, where is your victory? Death, tell me, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting, and the law that gives sin its power. But we thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. So now, beloved ones, stand firm and secure. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures. As I read for the third time, I'll read the scripture and pause. And during this moment, take time and prayerfully ask God what He's trying to communicate to you. What He's trying to tell you. What He's trying to say to you. Just prayerfully ask God to help you know what He's really trying to communicate to you. The message we preach is Christ, who has been raised from the dead. So how could any of you possibly say there's no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no such thing as a resurrection from the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, all of our preaching has been for nothing, and your faith is useless. But the truth is, Christ is risen from the dead as the first fruit of a great resurrection harvest of those who have died. For since death came through a man, Adam, it is fitting that the resurrection of the dead has also come through a man, Christ. Now, I tell you this, my brothers and sisters, flesh and blood are not able to inherit God's kingdom realm, and neither will that which is decaying be able to inherit what is incorruptible. And when that which is mortal puts on immortality, and what now decays is exchanged for what will never decay, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up by a triumphant victory. So death, tell me, where is your victory? Tell me, death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting, and the law that gives sin its power. But we thank God for giving us victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. So now, beloved ones, stand firm and secure. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures. I'll read for the fourth time. This time, just take time and prayerfully together with the Holy Spirit, ask God what response is calling us to. How he'd want us to respond to that message he's been showing us. That picture he's been placing it in our minds and hearts. Just ask God to help us know what to respond. The message we preach is Christ, who has been raised from the dead. So how could any of you possibly say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there's no such thing as a resurrection from the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, all of our preaching has been for nothing and your faith is useless. But the truth is, Christ is risen from the dead, as the first fruits of a great resurrection harvest of those who have died. For since death came through a man, Adam, it is fitting that the resurrection of the dead has also come through a man, Christ. Now, I tell you this, my brothers and sisters, flesh and blood are not able to inherit God's kingdom realm, and neither will that which is decaying be able to inherit what is incorruptible. And when that which is mortal puts on immortality, and what now decays is exchanged for what will never decay, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up by a triumphant victory. So death, tell me, where is your victory? Tell me, death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting and the law that gives sin its power. But we thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. So now, loved ones, stand firm and secure. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures. And as I read for the last time, which is the fifth time, this time I'll just pray that the Holy Spirit settles God's word in you, because only God can do that. And then I'll be calling back the band. I'll just pose some questions for us to reflect on. The message we preach is Christ, who has been raised from the dead. So how could any of you possibly say there is no resurrection of the dead? For if there is no such thing as a resurrection from the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, all of our preaching has been nothing, and your faith is useless. But the truth is, Christ is risen from the dead. As the first fruit of a great resurrection harvest of those who have died. For since death came through a man, Adam, it is fitting that the resurrection of the dead has also come through a man, Christ. Now I tell you this, my brothers and sisters. Flesh and blood are not able to inherit God's kingdom realm, and neither will that which is decaying be able to inherit what is incorruptible. And when that which is mortal puts on immortality, and what now decays is exchanged for what will never decay, then the scripture will be fulfilled that says, death is swallowed up by a triumphant victory. So death, tell me, where is your victory? Tell me, death, where is your sting? It is sin that gives death its sting and the law that gives sin its power. But we thank God for giving us the victory as conquerors through our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. So now, beloved ones, stand firm and secure. Live your lives with an unshakable confidence. We know that we prosper and excel in every season by serving the Lord, because we are assured that our union with the Lord makes our labor productive with fruit that endures. So, today Paul talks about Jesus' resurrection. And today being Resurrection Sunday, and Christ having defeated death, just like to ask us, does that bring us hope? Does it bring hope to us, to our lives. Does it revive our faith in the promise of eternal life? Some of us during this season have lost very close people, friends, and family. So what does this Easter mean to you? And what does this mean to you during this Easter season? Having in mind feeling the pain of loss, and healing from it, maybe. And are there parts of our lives that needs revival today? He also says, flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So do we find real life in the resurrection of Jesus Christ? Are we dependent on God to give us resurrection? Are there spaces we run to give us life? Places where Christ is not invited. Places where we need to invite Christ. Are there ways of flesh, ways of sin that we do just to give us life, just to feel like it's the real life? So Paul is calling us to transformation and be raised in Christ. Paul wants us to be transformed. So are we ready to be transformed and live that which we think is good? That which we think works for us and follow Jesus, who is our real life? Our invitation today is, are we ready to make intentional, deliberate choices for Jesus?